brought to you by Penguin.
Arnhem, Black Tuesday. Written and read by me, Al Murray.
Introduction. The history of a battle is not unlike the history of a ball. Some individuals may recollect all the little events of which the great result is the battle won or lost, but no individual can recollect the order in which or the exact moment at which they occurred, which makes all the difference as to their value or importance. The Duke of Wellington. Skinning the Cat. The Battle of Arnhem, Operation Market Garden, has been present in my imagination for as long as I can remember, a peculiar and powerful singularity. I've been drawn to it almost my entire life. Writing about it has felt both inevitable and impossible. As I've sidled up to history as a parallel career, the time to grasp this particular nettle has snuck up on me. So much excellent ink has been spilt by brilliant writers, amateur and professional historians alike. I'll leave it to the listener to decide who is who. It is a battle that is talismanic and indeed dominant in the British post-war narrative about the final year of the Second World War in Europe, overshadowing other epic, shattering, bloody victories of the 11 months following D-Day. In contrast to the ruthless German army crushing machine that the British Army had become in 1944, Arnhem offers a last stand, our last proper defeat of the war, and it casts an irresistible shadow for anyone who wants to feast on failure, futility, heroism, and drama at a time when the war was headed in only one direction. Arnhem, of course, comes to most people via the movies, in a way that has become impossible to ignore. It is that rare thing, a battle that lives in the popular imagination. The extraordinary, theirs is the glory, set the tone. It is perhaps hard to think of a stranger cinematic artifact, made on the battlefield itself in 1946, the burned-out tanks still present, vivid in black and white, using footage shot during the battle alongside reenactment, the players themselves veterans of the battle. Then, in the 1970s, up against Star Wars, came A Bridge Too Far, Richard Attenborough's paradoxical anti-war movie that made gallant defeat seem so attractive, his camera feasting on the maroon beret glamour his panoply of stars offered him, a glamour that had been tarnished in that decade by more recent bitter events in Northern Ireland. With its gee-whiz can-do Americans, its steely Germans, and a heavy helping of tea-drinking Brits, some of whom are awfully unhelpful chaps in the RAF, William Goldman's screenplay set the popular narrative in stone. Chipping away at that narrative seems Sisyphean, but here we are. The battle came to me via my father. After his national service in the mid-1950s, which came at a time of imperial withdrawal and nuclear expansion, Dad stayed in the Territorial Army as a parachute engineer. He had an appetite for the challenges that being an airborne soldier offered. They played hard, they lived a life of adventure, and the sappers were triple-hatted, soldiers, engineers, parachutists all at once. It's the parachuting I remember, of course. His squadron practiced jumping into the sea off Guernsey, so there were photographs and tales of that when I was a small boy. I suspect now, like much of this kind of activity, it was an excuse for a jolly, and trips to see him jump from a balloon. I have a vivid and no doubt embellished memory of trying to help him with his reserve chute by picking it up by its red handle and being told rather emphatically what a bad idea that was. I'd have been fired across Salisbury Plain by its spring. But Arnhem was part of this picture. Officers Dad knew, such as Eric Mackay, had been at Arnhem, as well as others who had fought in Normandy, of course, and one of his NCOs in his TA establishment had fought at the bridge. So, we went to see A Bridge Too Far. I remember the crashes and the bangs, the utterly mind-blowing scenes of the parachute landings done for real, en masse, but I also remember his niggles with the film. Wrong tanks, actors' haircuts, rotten saluting, the mischaracterisation of people he knew, and events he'd heard about firsthand. But I was bitten by the battle's bug. It became a subject to return to, again and again, and something we could and would discuss ad infinitum. We don't do football, see? For my O-level, I produced a project about the Battle of Arnhem, even visiting the National Archive, or public...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?